From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Welcome to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Again tonight, we'll hear Captain's Log submissions from a special group of young women in Tucson called UNITAS. UNITAS are a group of high school women facilitated by the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona that model leadership through philanthropy. The UNITAS program offers participants a glimpse into the world of opportunity and inequality and a chance to make a difference in other people's lives. They learn about leadership and how to make philanthropic decisions that impact the community. I had a chance, working alongside community impact specialist Bridget Villasenor, to speak to these young women and invite them to submit logs of their own to the Captain's Log Project. And without further ado, let's listen to more of these young women's stories.
Stardate, April 14, 2021. My name is Isabella. So question one, what are you doing? How's school? Are you going back in person or staying home? How do you feel about that? What else are you doing? And how's your family? School is fine. I'm just a slave to homework, which isn't too bad. It's just the normal. For now, I'm staying online, because I really don't want to risk my family getting COVID. And my mom has a really weak immune system. My family is really busy. Both my mom and my dad work jobs. And my brother and I are overfilling with homework. But we have gone closer during quarantine. So that's probably the best part about it. Question number two. What are you doing that is different from what you did pre-pandemic? First of all, I get more than 8 hours of sleep each night, which is a miracle for high school students. Besides the wonderful bliss of sleep, I've been playing a lot more games, expanding my palette, like playing first-person shooter games or RPGs. I've also become more active into writing short stories, which has made this quarantine a lot less boring. I found myself enjoying it. However, I don't think I'll ever show anyone my work. Unless my skills improve. Maybe. Question three. COVID status. How has the virus impacted you, your friends, and family? COVID has been stressful, to say the least. And I really miss my friends, which I'm pretty sure everyone is feeling the same. Also, depression rates have gone up, and that includes me in that statistic. I know my friends are really struggling, and I know personally my brother is having the hardest time. He's in elementary school, and those are the years you grow the most, where you learn your social skills and get friends that help you grow. But it's not going to be the same unless you're in school. I also know, like many other people in school, missing assignments has become somewhat normal. I know that teachers are being more lenient, but there's still a huge issue. I'm glad right now I have fortunate parents. I still live in the house, which is really nice. Question number four. How do you feel about 2021? Honestly, at this point, I'm apathetic to 2021. At the beginning of quarantine, I feel all these emotions pressing down on me. Fear, anger, sadness, annoyance, disappointment, and many other emotions that aren't discernible. The pressure kept on crushing me, and eventually, it broke. After that, I became so tired and apathetic about the things going on. Even when the storming of the Capitol happened at the beginning of 2021, sure, it left me angry and tired of it all, but I wasn't surprised. I was just somewhat apathetic to it again. Question number 5. What else would you like to share? I wish people would stop caring about what someone is Democrat or Republican. Red or blue, it shouldn't matter. We're all human, and this is leading our country to be driving apart. I think everyone needs to put aside each other's differences and make decisions to help and protect humanity. We are human and need to learn to be humane. To do that, we need to make decisions that better the world, like better gun controls and more thought and process and money being put into the education system. Stuff like that that will help our generation go forward in life. Question number 6. Which song is helping you get through these times? Kind of a random question, but I have to say, This Little Girl by Katty Groves is a very powerful song to women. And of course, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson, which is just totally nice to rock out to. So anyways, thank you guys for the opportunity. And bye.
You know the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Stardate, Thursday, April 8th, 2021. This is McKenna Wheeler, currently trying to tackle school on a screen and navigating adolescence from home. TUSD has just started their hybrid learning plan, and I will be continuing to learn online. The biggest challenge with online school will still be motivation to work, though. Everyone I've talked to who is also learning online agrees that it's hard to get into the schooling and studying mindset from the comfort of their bed. We've even caught many classmates asleep on Zoom throughout this year. But if you're able to mentally motivate yourself, online school is fine, until you get burned out from all that extra energy you needed to use to motivate yourself. At this point, you don't have the buzzing school atmosphere or possibly even the comfort of your friends to recover. If you can't recover from burnout in online school, you can easily get stuck in a common but vicious cycle of prioritizing your mental health over school, but that same mental health doesn't improve because you start to fall behind in school trying to feel better. Though a very rude awakening, I think that being forced into the pandemic to learn how to take care of yourself while also tending to your responsibilities could really help Gen Z in the long run, since so many of us are becoming adults in the near future. The saddest part of growing up around such a tragic and humbling event, though, is missing out on certain milestones or not being able to celebrate them for the good of everyone else. In coming-of-age movies and books, the big, fun Sweet 16 party is always so glorified and looked forward to by characters, but so many teens will only get to have that vicarious experience through things like books and movies. At this point in the pandemic, parties like that feel like a lifetime ago. Daily activities and regular interactions are so different, but every accommodation feels normal now. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic when everyone would talk about what they wanted to do once everything went back to normal. But as time went on, how we currently function has sadly become the new normal. Now, my family and friends and I all talk about prospective things in terms of before the pandemic or before Corona, since it feels like this big gap in life. It's really frustrating to have to wait for your life to happen and just watch time go by, but it's also a good change in perspective. I feel very fortunate that this happened at a time where we have technology that will still allow us to connect with others to a certain extent, knowledge on diseases, and new scientific methods to create a vaccine. One of the most impressive things to witness is people's creativity in protecting us but still having fun opportunities. One of these examples is a band called The Porch Rockers that my family and I go and see all the time. The band members are their own little bubble, and they play out of a neighborhood garage that has an acre front yard. Everyone comes and listens outside with their masks and can easily socially distance the lawn chairs in the yard. We all get to watch the sunset while we listen to the band, which always brings a fun and upbeat vibe. These moments like that, where I get to be with my family and appreciate the little things I would not get to have if it weren't for the pandemic. And these are what keep me hopeful for the future.
Oh, That's Glenn Velarde on the drums.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Today you heard two logs submitted by young women participating in the UNITAS program of the Women's Foundation for Southern Arizona. Thank you to Isabella and McKenna for taking the time and being open to sharing yourselves with our listeners. And thank you to the Women's Foundation for Southern Arizona for guiding our future leaders and for being Arizona's only philanthropic foundation dedicated to economically empowering and advocating for women at the state capitol. For music on today's program, you heard Kelly Clarkson's song, Stronger, and Funky From Now On by a local band called the Porch Rockers. It took some doing to get a recording of the Porch Rockers, of which McKenna talks about in her log today. What you heard was a recording from my iPhone from their concert Friday. They are Johnny Blommer on guitar, Steve Jonas on harp, Larry Lee Lerma on bass, and Glenn Velarde on drums, Hurricane Carla Brownlee on sax, and Mike Blommer Sr. on trumpet. Tracking down these folks was worth it, and I'd like to leave you with one more song from the band. Thanks to all the artists who kept up with their music during the pandemic, bringing people joy from their garages, porches, and through live streams. It's nice to think we're heading back into the world of live music again. Hope is in the air. I'm Amy A., and I'll see you next week on the Captain's Log Project. Live long and prosper.